All right. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. He is good. Appreciate Jesus this morning. Glad that we still have blood running warm in our veins.
Yes,
sir. We're glad that we're numbered among the living. Yes. We're glad that we have activity of our limbs. Amen. I just want to share this message with you this morning. I knew your prayers. Praise God. And we want to remind us that God is God. He's a God above. He looks low. He sees you over there in Hillsboro. Amen. He sees you, amen, Tandrell in Leamington, North Carolina. Amen. Is that Burlington, Sister McDonald? Is that Burlington? Amen. He see you in Burlington, North Carolina. He see me right here in Durham, North Carolina. Amen. Well, why are you trying to hide then? Amen. He see us. How many know we can't hide from God? And guess what? I don't want to hide from him. Amen. I want him to take care of me. We sing that song, Jesus Cares. He cares for us. Amen. But we got a preaching topic here. God is a great searcher. Amen. He better than the police department. He knows you. He knows where you stand. He knows all about you, praise God. How many know he know you better than you know yourself? Amen. You know why? Because he made you. He blow breath of life in you and made a living soul. Amen. He knows your inner beings. Praise God. Amen. He made us in his image. Amen. He put breath in us and we breathe in and out. Amen. Ain't it a miracle? Sometimes we just don't really think about the scientist part of how God works. It ain't no machine in us that runs and pump air in us. The Lord allowed that to happen. He's a powerful God. Amen. How he designed man. Amen. And I'm so glad that that's what we want to get in our minds this morning. You know, we're living in a time now where there's a lot of secret. Sometimes folks want to live their life in secret. Don't want nobody to know what you're doing and where you're at. Amen. Don't want nobody to, amen, be able to come. Sometimes you don't even know folks. You want to go visit. You don't even know where they're at. Where you live. Amen. Don't want to tell you the address. Do you know that? And that ain't a good way to live. But I'm going to tell you, you can't fool God. He know your location. He know your address. He know about you and me. Amen. He know your DNA. Huh? Amen. He know your social security number. He knows the hair that's numbered among your head. We talk about a mighty God. We ain't talking about no peon God. We talking about a God that can do something. We talking about a God that can work miracles. Amen. We talking about a God, amen, that knows all about us. The day when we want to find something out on a person, we amen, go on the Google search. But I'm here to tell you, God don't need no Google search. He knows you. Ain't God good in here. Amen. And I'm gonna open a pistol before God. I don't mind you knowing what I'm doing and where I'm at, because I'm gonna be doing the will of God. I'm gonna be following his procedure. Praise God. Amen. So that's what we want to know. Amen. To be reminded. Praise God. Amen. One thing about God, you think you're hiding, but God gonna expose you. He's going to reveal it. My mom used to say, I remember she preached a message like this. She said, the Lord going to pull the cover off. Amen. Sister Leonard say, the Lord going to pull the cover off you. You think you hide under the covers, but the Lord see you under the covers. Come on, somebody. Amen. So I'm here to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, amen, look upon yourself and open up to God. Amen. Do God's will. Praise ye the Lord. Let's turn over here to Jeremiah, and we go get some more clarity over this thought here this morning. Praise God. This afternoon. Amen. Let's turn to Jeremiah, praise God, to 16th chapter. Praise ye the Lord. Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. Praise God. Amen. It's Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, verses 5 through 10. Read as thus. Thus says the Lord, curse be the man that trusted in man, and make it flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from the Lord. For he shall be like the heat in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. But one thing here, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, who hope the Lord is. Amen. Talking about us. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river. He shall not see when heat come, but her leaves shall be what? Green. That means life, and life everlasting. And shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Now, this is true fact here. Verse 9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked, who can know it? Praise God. Good question, isn't it? How many know God knows it all? Amen. He know about your heart. He know if you in or out. He know if you his. He know if you fallen procedure and fallen God's direction. Amen. You can put on shows. You can play the hypocrite role. But I'm here to tell you, we got a man that knows us. Amen. No matter what kind of things you're trying to keep in secret, you cannot hide from God. Come on, somebody. I remember there in Genesis when Adam was trying to, and Eve was hiding from God. Praise God. And the Bible said the Lord walked in the cool of the day and he was looking for Adam. He said, Adam, Adam, where are thou? Amen. I want to tell you, he's looking for you and he knows where you at. How many know God don't play hide and go seek? He knows you. He knows the hiding place. Amen. You may be secret to man, but I'm here to tell you, you can't be secret to God. Amen. He knows your location. Amen. I'm so glad. Amen. The Lord knows all about us. He said, a heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, come on, search the heart. Lord said, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. Amen. God is in control. God won give a man, every man according to his ways. Huh? Amen. Lord knows what we need. He knows if we in the drought. He knows we in the, amen, the parched places. He knows. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes people is dried up. They ain't green like this word say. They dried up. They brown. But they're trying to act like they got power. And they going right on in the name of the Lord. But I mean, they know you can't fool God. You may fool man sometime. But I'm here to tell you, you can't fool God no time. Amen. He see us. He know us. Praise ye the Lord. And I'm so glad he's a searcher. He's a great searcher of the heart. Praise God. He can find us. He knows us. Praise ye the Lord. So I'm here to tell you, you might as well just come straight forward. Praise God. Amen. Amen. If you ain't doing what you know you need to do, you need to just acknowledge, hey, I'm wrong. I need to make some changes. Amen. I ain't gonna just so go and hide away. Amen. And steal away somewhere. But no, I'm coming to the Lord. How many know that's how you're gonna get help? You got to come to the master. Amen. And ask him, and Lord, help me, Lord. I don't want to keep hiding out. I don't want to keep, amen, you're looking around, you ain't in the service, and folks is, amen, they're supposed to be in church, but they hiding out somewhere. Come on, somebody. Amen. It's time to get on fire for God. It's time to be real in the Lord. It's time to be up and doing in God's vineyard. Amen. While we have a chance, praise God. How many know all we can do is not good enough? Amen. We can't just bank on, well, I'm doing this. Amen. I give to the poor. Amen. I somebody needed a bottle of water the other day. I gave them a bottle of water. Amen. But you got to do more than that. Amen. You got to be 100% for God. Sometimes people do something just for scenery, just to be seen of man. But this got to be real. It got to come from the heart. Praise God. Amen. How many know if you got a corrupt heart, corruptness coming out? Aye, we got to have a pure heart. Bible said, only but the pure in heart shall see God. Praise God. Let's get it right, church. Amen. Let's walk the chart line. Amen. Let's do God's will while we have a chance. Praise God. Amen. Because people is lying down. People is leaving out of here. Amen. Checking out of here. And we want to make sure that we are doing 100%. How many know 99.5 ain't good enough? Huh? Hello in here. Somebody said, you know, I can't live 100%. You said that just right. You can't, but God can. Amen. You get the 100% in you. You get Jesus in you. It's him that's living it through you. How many know you can't do nothing? It ain't going to work unless you get God in you. Amen. Praise God. And I'm talking about not just a little bit of Jesus, but a lot of them. Amen. I'd say the 100% of the Lord. Praise God. He knows us. Amen. He can find us. Praise God. Amen. You can't fool God. Amen. And I don't want to fool him because he see us. He's up high and he looked low. And this scripture said he searched the heart. Praise God. And I thank God he's a searcher. Praise God. He searched that heart. Praise God. Sometimes he allowed things to happen. My mom used to say he'll cut across your path, meaning that he allows something to, amen, to maybe get on your nerves. Amen. Somebody do something that you don't like. Amen. And the way you react, that's you. Huh? So, amen. And you can't keep on talking about the devil made me do it. You did it yourself. Because if you got the devil in you, you know, you can't serve two masters. You got to let the devil go. Huh? How many know you can't serve two masters? Bible said you love the one or hate the other. Come on, somebody. Amen. So we got to be real. I say real. Realness. We have to be genuine. Amen. Nothing phony. Praise God. Amen. And we got to do it right here. Right here in this world. See? Amen. We got to live a holy life 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. So when the Lord comes back, we can say, well done, the good and faithful servant. That's what we want the Lord to say. Amen. All right, let's turn over here or get another scripture to support our thought this morning. Amen. We want another scripture over here. Samuel. Amen. Let's go to Samuel. 1 Samuel. Amen. 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter here. And the 7th verse. 16:7. But the Lord... Well, let's get on up here to the 5th verse so we can get great understanding here. Amen. Sister Tandrea, read that verses for me, please, from the 1 Samuel, read verses 5 through 10 loudly, please. Thank you. 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, verses 5 through 10.
And he said.
No. That's it. Yes. And he said, amen.
Peaceably.
Peaceably.
I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord.
All right. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. He said, I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord.
Sanctify yourselves.
Sanctify yourselves.
And come with me to the sacrifice.
And come with me to the sacrifice.
And he sanctified Jesse and his
sons. Look at God. He said, and he sanctified Jesse and his sons
and called them to the sacrifice.
And it came to pass
when they were come,
and he looked on Eliab
and said,
all right, now, see, now listen here. See, we got to realize God's way ain't like man's ways. Amen. So it says, surely the Lord anointed is before him.
But the Lord said unto Samuel.
But the Lord, come on now, when the Lord speak, everybody need to listen. Amen. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance,
or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him.
Look out, somebody. Amen. Sometimes we get in trouble doing just that. Amen. But it said, I have refused him.
For the Lord seeth not as man
seeth. Amen. How many know that to be true? For the Lord see it not as man see it.
For man looketh on the outward appearance.
For man looketh on the outward appearance.
But the Lord looketh on the heart.
Amen. That's good enough, sister. Thank you, Sister Tandrell. Amen. It said, for the Lord see it not as man see it. Amen. See, sometimes we put our, decision or our take on someone because they, as it said, they high stature. It said, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, amen, or on the height of his stature. You know, sometimes we judge people on what they do and where they work and their occupation and, amen, how much money they have in the bank. This man is high in stature, praise God. This man is a doctor. This man is a lawyer, praise God. This man is high in the community, but all that is filth and rag before God. Amen. One thing about God, he don't look on what you can do or what you can accomplish in life, but he look on how you living, praise ye the Lord. Amen. Are you living a holy life? Praise God. Are you righteous? Are you following the procedure of God? Praise God. Amen. Now, amen. See, but man looks on your prestige and honor. Amen. The Bible said, but the Lord said unto Samuel, don't look on his countenance, on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. Amen. He ain't the one. He ain't the man. You know, sometimes you people of stature, amen, sometimes you, amen, you go give them the high seat. You give them the big seat, the big chair, and amen, make room and throw out the red carpet for them. Praise amen. But now there's old man coming in with an old suit on and holes in his shoes. Amen. You might have a back seat for him. Amen. Because he is a little stature. Amen. He's not real important. But I'm so glad God don't work that way. Amen. God don't work that way. Amen. Because God looks on that little armor man heart that got a little seat back there. His heart is pure. Come on here. His heart is holy. Amen. He doing God's will. Come on, somebody. But here, this gentleman up here, amen, in the big seat, he's high and holy. Amen. Amen. Recognize. Everybody know him. But I want to tell you, I don't care how many people know you, but if you don't know the man, amen. If you don't know God, all that is no good. Amen. The Lord said to Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord see it not as man see it. For a man look at the outward appearance. Come on, somebody. See, the man look on the outside. Oh, boy, look at him. Man, he got some nice shoes on. You know, look at him. Is that Mr. Adams? Man, them things are Stacy Adams. Praise God. Look at it. Man, look at his nice hat, that beautiful dress. Come on, somebody. Lord, look through all that dress and suits and look at the heart. Amen. That's what counts, church, is the heart. The heart matters. Amen. Because what in the heart will come out. Amen. Thank the Lord here. Bible said the man looked on the outward appearance, but the Lord looked on the heart. So I'm here to tell you, church, you can put on a show. Amen. You can shout. Amen. You can dance. You can do cartwheels, but if you ain't living a holy life, all of that is nothing but bodily exercise. And the Bible said bodily exercise profit little. Come on. Amen. So let's do what matters. Let's live a holy life. Let's have a pure heart. Amen. Let's don't feel like we are all of that. The Bible says when you think you're something, then you're nothing. When a man thinking he's standing, take heed lest he fall. Amen. How many want to fall in here? I don't want to fall. The Lord said he will what? Present us what? Faultless. Amen. He can keep us standing. Praise God. Hello. Ain't the Lord good? Let's come on to our last closing scripture coming here from Proverbs, the 28th chapter, amen, and we want to read verse 13, Lord help us, we need your prayers, church, we need your prayers every step of the way, all right, amen, all right, the 13th verse here, it states, it said, he that covered his sins shall not prosper. Amen. But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Happy is the man that feareth away, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. Amen. That ain't what Pastor Leonard said, but this is what the word of God is speaking to us this morning. Amen. He that covered his sin shall not prosper. Amen. Amen. Praise God. God see your sins. God see your action. God see the way you conduct yourself. Amen. He see you just a Sunday Christian. You will come all pious and looking holy and amen and sanctimonious and come to church and you'll sing and raise your hand and amen. Praise God. That's putting on when it's not coming from the heart. Amen. We might as well be real. If we got some sin in our life, we need to get some up-to-date salvation. We need to come and say, hey, pastor, amen, I need to repent. I got sin in my life. I don't want to keep covering it up, but I want the Lord to reveal it to me, and I'm going to reveal it to you, and I want you to pray that God, amen, allow me to get rid of this sin, because sin will make you, amen, go to a place that you don't want to go. Amen. Amen. How many know sin cannot enter in? Huh? Praise God. Praise God. The Bible said whosoever sin is of the what? Devil. Amen. So I don't want to be of the devil, because guess what? You cannot. Hello, somebody. I say you cannot serve two masters. Amen. You got to make a choice. You must make a decision. Do you really want to serve God? Not part-time, but all the time. It's all right to get a part-time job, but when it comes down serving the Lord, we can't serve the Lord part-time. 365, 7 days a week. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. So it ain't no time to be hiding and slipping and sliding. It's time to not cover it. It's time to say, Lord, here am I. Lord, here am I. Lord, create in me a clean heart. Lord, renew a right spirit within me. Also, we need to say, Lord, make me a what? New creature. How many know when you made a new creature? Amen. Therefore, what does scripture say? If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Huh? Amen. I said a new creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. Amen. Praise God. Then my ways got to go. Amen. Them things I used to do, I can't do those things no more and don't want to do them no more. Hello in here. Amen. Amen. Because you are serving the Lord. You are doing God's will and want to do God's will. I ain't going to try to hide from God. I ain't going to try to, amen, pretend like I'm one thing when I'm another. Because you ain't doing nothing but fooling yourself. God see you. How many know he can see just as good in the nighttime that he can in the daytime? Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. In the wee hours of the night, he knows where you're located. Amen. Are you having an all-night prayer service? What are you doing out there at 12, 1, 2 o'clock? Come on, somebody. He see you behind the oak tree. Hello in here. You might fool pastor, but I'm here to tell you, you can't fool God. Amen. Amen. He's looking. He's seeing. Amen. Amen. So we can't cover. Praise God. Amen. He that cover his sins, just point blank, you shall not prosper. But if you confess it, hallelujah, confess with your mouth, Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart, Lord said, thou shalt be saved. Do anyone want to be saved this morning? Do anyone want to be saved on the Facebook? Do anyone want to be saved, Church of God? The only thing you need to do to come to the Lord with a pure heart and be honest. Say, Lord, here am I. I'm dirty. I'm wretched. I need you to lead me and help me. Lord, I need you to pull me out of the dump and put my feet on solid ground. How many know the Lord will do it? But if you don't confess and you begin to cover, because everybody thought I was saved. I ain't going up there and get prayer because everybody thought I was saved. I supposed to have been saved years ago. And if I go up there and get prayer, people going to think I'm unsaved. Let folks think what they will or may. When you stand before God, it ain't about the folks, your friends, your family. It's you standing in the need of prayer. And that song we sing, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my father, not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I'm so glad some people be complaining and say, you know, the Lord been saying he's coming for a long time. My great grandma was talking about the Lord is coming and the Lord ain't got here yet. But what you need to be doing is clapping your hands. Amen. That the Lord got mercy. Because amen. It's so many people. My family. Your loved ones. My loved ones. Still not saved. And I thank God that he have a mercy. That's what that's all about. He have a mercy. Amen. On people. And also he tarrying, giving folks time to repent and come. We are blessed here in America. Amen. We got the truth. We got churches on every block and sometimes two churches. Amen. We got opportunity to come and worship. But in these third world countries, some of them folks don't know a lot like we know. Amen. Don't know a lot about Christianity and about Jesus' word. But before he come, he gonna give everybody in the entire world an opportunity to recognize that Jesus is Lord. He gonna give everybody opportunity to come and repent and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Praise God. So thank God. Amen. Whenever he come, I just want to be ready when he comes. Now, I'm going to tell you another danger. It's been so long. They've been waiting. People have been waiting a long time for the Lord to come, and he haven't arrived. And then they lose patience. They say, so to speak, I'm tired of waiting. Man, I'm going to go party. Amen. I'm going to go enjoy life. I don't even think the Lord is coming. See, that's what you call deception and being deceived. I said, the Lord is coming, and he's coming very soon. Be ready when he come. We sing that song. Be ready when he come. That song didn't say get ready when he come. Because it will be too late. If you don't believe that, you need to read over there for the 10 virgins. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. 5 was ready. And 5 was unready. They all had lamps. And the 5 wise lamps was burning pretty strong. But the 5 foolish lamps, it came on, but it was flickering. Because they didn't have no oil. And then the lamps went out. And that's what's going to happen to us. Oil represents salvation. Or you represent getting acquainted with God, being saved. Get that oil in your vessels. Because when you stand before God, when the midnight cry was made, I'm just paraphrasing now, the Lord let the foolish, he stated, hey, in other words, where I am, you cannot come. Amen. You don't have oil in your vessels. So at midnight, they couldn't come in. But the 5 wise, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Come on in and enjoy the greatness of God. We have choice, saints. We have choice. And here we go again. We don't take advantage of choice and making great decisions. God give man a choice. You got to make your decision. If you want to be with God, or you just want to pick daisies by the wayside, meaning just wasting your time. But I'm here to tell you it's high time to come to Jesus. There's a plea. And the scripture said, come. Come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. How many know he's a rest giver? Man, over the years, he gave me much rest. I don't have to be wearied in well doing. I don't have to be troubled on every side. I don't have to be all out of shape and concerned. The only thing I do is let go and let God have it. God bless you.